There's no need to choose if you want your drink shaken or stirred at the Grand Tasting Village on the back porch of the Little Nell. The scene is one out of any cocktail drinker's dream. Scores of tables filled with colorful drinks line the sides of the porch. Jovial attendees chat with the proud mixologist. There's a celebratory buzz in the air that only an Opry ski scene can create. Each cocktail is as complex as the next, and there are dozens of them.
Today we are making a hot buttered añejo.
We have a white hot chocolate with St. Elder elderflower liqueur.
Got a little Tabasco, a little black pepper, a little honey, and some vanilla.
The Grand Tasting Village only accounts for a small portion of the event, which brings together nationally, regionally, and locally known bartenders for seminars, dinners, tastings, and a pub crawl. The event has grown significantly in the last 2 years since it moved its headquarters from Snowmass to the Little Nell in Aspen.
It's been really great to see the way we've been able to work in lockstep to really present something at a world-class level.
Longtime local Joe Lang is one of the three founders of the Opry Ski Cocktail Classic. He was excited about moving to the Little Nell a year ago because it allowed for more involvement from local restaurants and bartenders.
We really want to make sure we have a blend of our national folks that are coming in, even international folks that do come in, but you have to have locals, a local scene, to give it a soul.
That soul is obvious in the excitement of local Matsuhisa bartender Sam Gimas, who created a drink for Michter's Whiskey in the Grand Tasting Village.
Mixology is probably my second love. My first love was in high school.
Gimas has worked at several cocktail-centric bars in town. His favorite thing about the classic is the camaraderie it establishes between local bartenders.
It brings everyone together. We're all learning about these new products coming out, so it brings creativity, fun, hangovers, and fun.
William Goldie, a bartender at Chef's Club by Food and Wine, thinks it also gives locals the chance to show the outside world the cocktail scene in this small mountain town.
It's really given us all an opportunity to kind of show that, you know, even though we're a small town, even though we're closed down 2 months a year, we have an awesome scene. We have nationally renowned bartenders working in, you know, holes in the wall up here. And that's just the way we like it, you know, kind of low key, but you know, we still all have our skills dialed.
Goldie's co-worker, beverage director Matthias Horseman, who was also the kitchen manager for the Grand Tasting Village, thinks the small town mentality is what makes his peers and him better.
I think what actually drives our success is how good friends we are with everybody. We're a little family. I always send people to my favorite places in town, and you know, they're all my friends.
The local mixologist planned to take what they've learned, add ice, and blend it into the local mixology culture this year. Barbara Platts, Aspen Public Radio News.